with a name like Leckie, farming has to be in the blood. My granddad is Dr. T.P. Leckie, the scientist who developed the Jamaica Hope black and red breeds of cattle in Jamaica. So, and then my father was also a farmer, so naturally the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Many are called, but few are chosen. Today, we meet a young man who is the grandson of the father of Jamaican cattle. A young man who was born on a farm and has a symbiotic relationship with the cultivation of crop and the rearing of cattle. Meet 28-year-old Dennis Leckie from St. Mary, who formally began his sojourn in farming at the age of two.
From I could walk, I was in the cow pen with my parents, milking cows, running cows through the pasture. We had somewhere in the region of 110 head of dairy cattle. And at that time, it was myself in the bush at 5 o'clock in the morning, driving cows in and out.
Mr. Leckie, who could have ventured into a career outside of agriculture, explains why he decided to work in the sector.
I really didn't see much other options as being viable, because being intimately involved in agriculture and knowing the potential that it has in terms of potential earnings once your management practices are good.
Dennis, whose father and grandfather are deceased, has inherited a rich legacy. The dairy farmer, who has four employees, says diversification in agriculture is key.
Now, what I'm actively doing is expanding my coconut production, expanding my cattle production, going into poultry and into pig rearing.
Mr. Leckie has his desires set on another venture in the field of agriculture, value-added processing.
So what I hope for the future to hold is for me to actually be able to start doing agricultural processing to all the produce that I have coming out, because what I realize is a lot of agricultural produce, there's a lot of wastage within the sector.
Dennis says many of the long-standing farmers have been encouraging their children to pursue careers outside of agriculture. He offers his solution for this practice.
With a lot of farmers, persons coming out, the older generation coming out, there's a lot of potential for expansion for the youth in agriculture. Youth in agriculture now is taking the forefront, and what is needed is for us to educate our children back into agriculture.
Mr. Leckie is encouraging young people to change their perception of what agriculture is all about, jump on board, and benefit from the vast array of careers in the sector.
I don't want them to see agriculture as the man out in the field that tear up shirt and pants with a fork digging holes. Agriculture now is technologically driven, and you need to see it as a science and use the technology and the science in order to maximize your production. Use that to help boost your production and make some money while you're at it.
We salute Dennis Leckie, a farmer by profession and a young man on a mission in the field of agriculture.
The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, wishes to advise that persons scheduled to pick up their passports between Wednesday, May 20 and Friday, May 22 should do so at the Police Officers Club on Hope Road instead of the agency's head office on Constant Spring Road. Please remember to take along your receipt. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hubactive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.